Hello, and welcome to Believers Academy. My name is Ashley, and our study today is titled Strife, a Deadly Enemy. Did you know that arguing and strife can be deadly? Let's talk more about this enemy. Our Bible scripture today is James 3:16. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. This scripture is shocking. We don't think of envy and strife being so bad, certainly in comparison to violent crimes. They're not a real threat. However, the Bible says these little things, envy and strife, bring confusion and every evil work. Evil works are things like murder, theft, rebellion, hatred, violence. You get the picture. These are definitely things you do not want in your life. Okay then, what is envy? And how do you recognize it? Envy is wanting something that belongs to someone else. When a person wants to be married to someone else's spouse, that's envy. When a person wants someone else's house or car, that's envy. Taking away what belongs to someone else is theft, of course, and that stems from envy. Now, if someone wants something similar to what another person has, that's fine. But to want what actually belongs to someone else is envy. Another name for envy is covetousness. Envy can also make a person desire personal achievements of recognition and respect that belong to another. For example, everyone listens to Susie. Why don't they listen to me? Why do people respect Joe and not me? The logical progression of this type of thinking is jealousy and retaliation. Genesis 4:1 through 12 tells about two brothers. The oldest, Cain, was angry and jealous because God accepted his brother Abel's sacrifice rather than Cain's. That envy and jealousy did not lead to repentance. It led to murder. Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Genesis 4:8. The Bible tells us that envy will lead to hatred. Titus 3:3 says, "Once we too were foolish and disobedient. We were misled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures." Our lives were full of envy and evil, and we hated each other. Look at this list of sins in Mark 7:21 through 23. For from within, out of a person's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these vile things come from within, and they are what defile you. Jesus said the law of Moses was given as instruction for outward actions, but he stressed that the inner man must also be changed. Murder begins in the heart. Matthew 5:21-22 says, "You have heard that our ancestors were told, 'You must not murder.' If you commit murder, you are subject to judgment. But I say, if you are even angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you are in danger of the fires of hell." Continuing in this conversation, Jesus said that the outward act of adultery starts in the mind and heart. What is adultery? It's having intimacy with someone that is not your spouse. Matthew 5:27-28 says, "You have heard the commandment that says, 'You must not commit adultery.' But I say, anyone who even looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Let's move on to strife. What is strife? Strife represents a struggle. One person's will against another person's will. Arguments come out of strife. Complaining, demanding your way, division, harsh words, disagreements, emphasizing differences, all bring a lack of harmony. Strife is caused by insecurity and pride. Where there is strife or lack of peace, you know the human will is in charge. And from strife comes confusion and every evil work. So what do? Repent from the strife. Ask God to forgive any words you've spoken to stir up arguments. Replace your words with the word of God. Ephesians 5:3-4 says, "No coarse, stupid, or flippant talk. These things are out of place. You should rather be thanking God." You can't speak harshly and thank God at the same time. You can't criticize those around you if you have a thankful attitude about them. This approach will bring peace to any situation where there's a temptation to tear into someone with cruel and unkind words. When someone crosses you on the job, at school, or wherever, instead of verbal abuse, let your mouth be filled with praise to God. He is worthy of your praise. If you are thinking about how good God is, you can't be talking about how bad others are. If we keep ourselves busy with God's things, we won't have time to do our things. We will be so full of God's love that there won't be any room for strife. That's the key to having the power of God show up in our lives, just like it was evident in Jesus' life. God's love must be overflowing in your heart for it to come out of your mouth. And the best way to be filled with the love of God is to continually think about Him. The way Brother Copeland renews his mind to the love of God is to study and meditate 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. He reads it in the first person like this: I am patient and kind. I am not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. I do not demand my own way. I am not irritable. I keep no record of being wronged. I do not rejoice about the injustice, but rejoice whenever the truth wins out. I never give up, never lose faith, and am always hopeful and endure through every circumstance. This is a valid confession because God is love and you are born of God. Therefore, you are born of love. The love of God in your heart and the praise of God on your lips are an unbeatable team. When an unlovely person tries to provoke you into strife, you will remember, I am not irritable. Instead of retaliating, let the praise of God come out of your mouth. God loves you, and He loves people. God wants to bless you. He doesn't want you to live in a situation where confusion and every evil worker in charge. Do whatever it takes to stay out of strife. Let your words be full of encouragement, and let God's love shine from you everywhere you go. We've come to the end of our lesson, Strife, a Deadly Enemy. Please join us again soon for more teaching about successful living. As you avoid strife, here are some things you can do. Identify an area of your life that moves you into feelings of strife. When you are tempted to respond to strife, determine exactly what you will say to replace your words with God's words of love. Ask God to cleanse you completely from past areas of strife and to protect you from situations that bring strife. Enjoy this God-given freedom from envy, strife, and every evil work. And always remember, Jesus is Lord.